Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM,
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumi. It's that time of the evening that we look at business, that we look at trade, economic affairs, and everything that affect our bread and butter. You know, it's the 23rd of March, 2026, 6 minutes past the hour of six, and we are diving into business and economic discussion. And, you know, some of you are on your way back home. Some of you are relaxing and also looking how much will come to the conclusion before we look at the month of April. But, you know, it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you focus on the game. Whatever you do, make sure that you don't only think of yourself, but also think about building the country, think about Namibia, and also think about the generation that has to come. And today we are loaded. Today we are loaded. We'll be speaking to two business people, particularly looking at domestic economy. Our first guest will be speaking to a local pink, will be speaking to a local, butchery owner, a local butchery owner, that is Turipuhamba Kaduka. And from there, from the hour of 18:30, we'll be speaking to, you know, the managing director of NASAN, that is Mr. Jean Blaise Olomo, especially speaking about recent development. So let us look at Mr. Turipuhamba, and we can move forward. Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. We are looking at issues of economic development, especially we are also looking at Namibian SME operators, particularly those who are off the ground and what they do. Today I'm joined by Turipuhamba Bakery, especially with Mr. Turipuhamba Kanduka, just to give us a perspective, particularly looking at his background and also how things have been, particularly in that area of bakery, and also the success stories too, and also the contribution of his business to local economic development. Mr. Turipuhamba, good evening, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Yes, good evening. Good evening to the listeners of Eagle FM. It was said, this is Turipuhamba Kanduka for the local butchery.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe before we go to the content of the conversation, just give us an introduction to tell us about yourself and also about your business.
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you very much for having me on air.
Yeah.
My name, I stated, Turipuhamba Kanduka.
Yeah.
You know, having grown up, having gone to school here in the Northern Region, now a professional working within the communities here in Angwena Region, Northern Region.
Yeah.
I've learned with concern,
yeah,
how people, you know, take it hard to actually get the nutritional food and meat to serve or Irish for their home, dinner, lunch, and so forth. So, you know, you have to travel about 15 to 30 kilos to just get a piece of meat from Oshakati or Tango or Tongo, whatever place you are from the village. And I have not also that our family, they eat dried spinach and only. So now I came up with the idea of selling pork. And we then now a business, the local pig butchery, that sell, and also buy pigs from smallholder pig farmers.
Okay.
It's slaughter under supervision, a very good procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut different cuts. We distribute at our selling points from our, and then we make sure that every individual had a piece of meat or Irish in their homestead.
Now, for how long you have been operating, and maybe just to give us what are some of the problems and challenges that you have encountered, particularly in establishing your business, because we understand that there is no easy business. There are always challenges that a business person has to encounter before the establishment.
Well, yeah, to start started quite long time.
Yeah.
But I started in 2022. And that is when I had a very good organization that mentored business people called Basecamp.
Okay.
The people who introduced me to business plan, teaching, preparation, and also, you know, standing in front of investors and just, you know, tell them your story.
Mm-hmm.
So I started 2022.
Okay.
The challenges that I faced, or the problem that I faced starting this business.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I started as a farmer, a pig farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that even if we farm, especially the North region, accepting the formal market is a challenge. We need somebody in the middle to connect us to get the market share of the industry in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
We hear stories that Namibia imports 45% of its pork either from South Africa, Spain, and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
There was even a shocking news, I think, in 2024, where we imported almost, I can't remember the number of the tons that we imported that year. But the thing is, accessing the formal market is a challenge. But that's now with the place to set up the butchery is the manpower, is the skill, is the connection, it was the finances for everyday operation.
Mm-hmm.
That has really challenged me.
Now looking at Basecamp as an incubation center, what program did you partake in, and what was your first impression, and what are some of the really key things that you can say, these two I can really say I am appreciating because of Basecamp?
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that question. Basecamp, I learned it from I think social media. I applied, and we were the first cohort in 20. Yeah.
In 20, which year? I think, speak up a little bit, you're cutting.
Okay. Basecamp, I had known Basecamp in 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
When, you know, young people, we like internet, and through WhatsApp groups, we got the application, we applied. Basecamp, really, it's a very good organization that really helps the young entrepreneurs to understand the business concept. Myself, I tell you, they are the one who helped me develop a professional business plan. I did not really have. I had a plan, but it was not a ready business plan to, you know, pull in investors or maybe apply for funding and all. Basecamp also exposed.
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just $100 Namibian, Reuse stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7 Black Chain Shopping Center in Katutura, next to Bank Ventuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-3191-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 13th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We courier countrywide. Call us now.
Funding and more. Base camp also exposed me to many experts in different areas, especially when it comes to operating an abattoir. Because remember, the local pig butchery is in a process to getting through an abattoir specifically for pigs. Yeah, so the regulations and all the registrations, you know, the experts from base camp really assisted me. Also, it exposed me in a way that it invited me to many, many pitch competitions in Windhoek, where we pitched in front of investors. I knew pitching before, but I never really partook in it in terms of, you know, in front of real people. So they were the one.
Yeah.
And also pushed me a little bit. I won an award in 2024.
Okay, okay.
Best one. That up of the year.
Okay.
That award came with $20,000. That really pushed me. And having only started selling pork in a small place, using my small cup, sell, you know, pension market day and all that, I decided to buy a bento machine and a fixed freezer that is very for a business like my. So I set up a place, I started selling cut meat, I'm doing packaging, have a scale and all that. It's because of base camp, funding through, I think, some partners, FBs and stuff.
Yeah. Now where we are there, you are one of the recipient of that award, Best Startup of the Year. Now, apart from that accolade, what are some of the things that you can say are your key achievement, especially where you came from and where you are, that you can really stand up and say, I'm Tulipo Hamba, I'm very proud about this milestone, and this I can call it my success, before we look at the future?
Business is a challenge, and challenges overcome. You do one part, I started 2022, and I'm still just not really there. But what I can say I have achieved so far is that I moved from a small place where I used to do, you know, slaughtering of pigs, the cutting using, you know, knives, just putting in plastic, we fold with the hand, just like, you know, when you make, what is it, bread, you just tie the plastic without weighing, and you just but weighing with the ice. This one is $10. But right, I have a physical address. I'm renting a place where customers can go into and look at the products. I have fridges. I have a bento machine that is really, really essential.
To
cut the meat. And I also now have a scale. I have to put the meat on the scale and no price against, you know, the prices that we find in any other shop. We benchmark with those. And then it's well prepared in a very controlled environment. I have a staff of about three individuals. I have three customers that patronize our services where we deliver meat every week. So I think I'm at a different stage now from then.
So you are moving.
Yeah, I'm moving to somewhere.
Now, it's quite a very good progress. You know, in Namibia, creating employment is even a very difficult job, even to own garment, which is really trying. But if you find yourself in that line, really, you must really be proud of yourself. Even somebody created one employment. I think that is really something which is important. Now, Tripoamba, let us look at the future. Let's say 10 years from now. Look at yourself at the end of 10 years from now. What is next for your business? If things go according to your plan, and what are you striving for?
Yes, thank you for that beautiful question. I want a lot of things.
Okay.
I want to be in many, many places.
Okay.
But I think I have to strategize.
Yeah.
The very first thing that I want to do, or place or stage where I would love to be.
Yeah.
Is to upgrade the butchery to a mini off-grid abattoir, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
This will not just make me money,
mm-hmm.
but it will show that individuals, the youth, the women in our community can farm big, and they have buyers.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying now buy these pigs, quarantine them, fatten them if need be, and then we slaughter them in our abattoir so that make sure that we distribute pork within all the northern regions and Holland. We are planning also to set up an on-site restaurant that says pork ribs and chip pap, maybe. Yeah, we also would love to train farmers.
Okay.
In farming so that they farm adhering to the BVS, through the Ministry of Agriculture, direct and proper ways of maintaining or farming is like. Yeah, so in short, maybe those are some of the things that we would like to have.
Yes, it's quite a very good thing that you look at the whole supply chain, and that is rare in Namibia, because Namibia, if I'm known for fat cake, it will just take me for even 20 years, David, selling fat cake. but now, okay, let us move forward. You know, I want you to speak to Namibian young entrepreneurs. There are those people who are saying, no, Tripoamba is, you are just born lucky. Things are just thriving without looking at your struggling moment or your difficult part. You spoke about strategizing and planning for the future. But when people, we see the result, we just think, I think this guy is just like everything is flowing. What is your message, especially to the starting up entrepreneurs, either in the same field or in a different field, particularly the mentality of somebody who is starting a smaller business and want to get somewhere?
I'm one of the founder of an organization called Dela Namibia, and its motto is where every little agricultural activity matters, meaning every step, every something small, every small business you have started means something, because instead of going to buy a tomato in Oshakati, in Ondangwa, in Omuthia, and you have a backyard garden where you can take a tomato and cook it or use it to cook, and also sell it to the neighbors. The $5, the $10 means something because it's an income.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what the size of your business is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling the youth that it's not easy being a business people. There are those people think, because you market your business well, because people are seeing you being interviewed by Eagle FM and the others, you have money. They will cut that for money. When will it? You
know? Yeah.
So showing off is not a thing, but that should not limit us from marketing our business.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, it has been a challenge for myself as well.
Okay.
You know, balancing personal money and business money, that is still, despite I have a business account and I have my personal bank account. It's so hard because you are the one pushing the business, and you can get broke sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you want take money from your business. So those are some of the challenges. And I'm telling you, you're applying for many opportunities, but you'll never be selected.
Mm-hmm.
If I show you my email box, my mailbox, over 70 applications of incubations, of loans, of grants, of whatever opportunity, just wanting to participate in those programs, wanting to benefit, but they were down. But I never gave up until I was successful in the Basecamp program. I was again successful in another program by Basecamp called The Next Gen, and many others. So small, I got invited by, you know, big companies to, you know, give presentations, get interviewed. It's because of the effort. So what I'm telling young people is that start small, start where you are, start with what you have and grow with the results.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, one day you'll be proud of yourself.
Yeah, and maybe just before you go to the last question, you mentioned something very important, especially with failure. You know, in Namibia, we have a fear of failure. Once I fail twice, I'm even scared of trying to for the next time. And there's a trend when you read successful business people, they told you to say, no, I failed more than I have. But now, what lesson did you learn from failure where ever a time that you just thought, no, these guys, maybe they don't like me, maybe they are corrupt, maybe I will just not make it. Was there ever a time that you were also down, particularly in your process of looking for opportunities?
Yes, there are times that you just give up. and that is the reason I'm there.
Yeah.
I advocate for, you know, having partners, having a team that can support you when you are down. Because it's not every day you are motivated. There are days that you are down and you'll be like, damn, why should I continue?
Mm-hmm.
But really, really, failing is not failure. Failing that particular moment, it's just for you to reflect, what did I not do good? What presentation I have to improve on? You know, the criticism and the turning down of your idea is a way for you to actually improve it for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you fail today, but tomorrow people will see the energy and the effort that you put in developing your business, and they will like it even more because you have now answers to all the questions that you have failed you earlier.
Yes, Tripohamba, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for your input, and wish you well and continue inspiring people, because business is what matters in Namibia now. And the fact that you create employment, you're welcome anytime at the Business and Economic segment, particularly to give advice and also to give clarity in that area of business.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah. Very
much, Tigle FM. Thank you very much to the listeners of Tigle FM. For back buyers and anybody who likes pork, please visit us in Ndola.
Yeah.
It's a unity that's on your way to Shitua Secondary School.
Yeah.
You find us there. You put in for order. We also deliver. Visit our Facebook page. Visit our website.
Yeah.
The local pig butchery.
Yeah, bro.
That is where you find the best pork.
Thank you. That is Tulipohamba Kanduka, and from that side of the north, especially in the area of bakery. And he's saying he has the whole food chain, especially in that sector of...
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eva, tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo, iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM, otuna evi toda njuka, okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneo don, otukwetira o special.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Your bank would never scare or tempt you to act fast. If it sounds too urgent or too good, call 0612991200. Bank Windhoek, a member of Capricorn Group.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM. The
eye.
We are moving on with business and economic segment. So I indicated that today we are loaded. Today we are going to be joined, or we are already joined by the managing director of Nasan Energy, PTY is a locally owned business in Namibia, and it has made quite history, especially when it comes to the development in the area of oil and gas, particularly when it became the first Namibia locally owned company to be given approval to own 52 or to distribute to 52 or acquire 52, service station that were at Shell and also Egen service station. And these are service stations, not tax shops. And it's a very big, industry. And today I'm joined by the man himself, the leader within that, sector. That is Mr. Jean Blaise Olomo, especially to unpack this development and also to look at the aspect of oil development and also what is going on. So, Mr. Jean Olomo, thank you very much for joining us at the Business and Economic Segment, and thank you for taking your time this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, just before we go to the content itself, before you come here, I was, I like doing my research. I was looking at your profile. I was looking at your background. I realized that, you are not a new guy in the industry. You have been around. You are not only a corporate guy. You are an engineer. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
It's absolutely right.
Yeah. And maybe just let's go to a short background of you before we go to the company itself. Then you go to the main development, particularly how long you've been in the sector.
Oof. I think I've been in the sector more than 30 years now, actually, since I left university.
Okay.
The funny thing is, even when I was at university, I was already doing internship into the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have been around for a very long time.
Absolutely.
Yes. Let us look at, the president has always been speaking about, it's business unusual. We must own resources. Namibians must be at the forefront, particularly Namibian local owned companies. Everybody was surprised. That is a very big move. Maybe let us start with being the first locally owned company in Namibia involved in marketing and distribution of fuel products. How do you describe the fuel industry?
Well, the fuel industry in in Namibia.
Yeah.
I say I've worked in a couple of countries.
Yeah.
All over Africa.
Yeah.
And what I like about Namibia is the fact that it's quite stable in terms of how the market is.
Mm.
And you have a big support from government.
Okay.
In terms of the pricing.
Yeah.
Very close to the way the pricing is done in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The basic fuel price. Mm. And with the slate, which allow the OMC to import fuel and be protected, especially when you have fluctuation of the price.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is the price today.
Okay.
So the fuel price is going up.
Mm.
But you heard last time that at least for Namibia, we are protected for the next at least 2 months in terms of the supply.
Mm.
Basically because the government support a lot the fuel industry.
Yeah, that is quite interesting because, you know, when you speak about oil today, there is a lot of, you know, things happening in the world. Let us look at how was the journey, especially the news of getting that approval. You speak about 52 service stations in Namibia, and you must have a lot of works to do, particularly managing that process. How was the journey and coming about that, you know, process?
Yeah, actually the journey, our journey,
yeah,
started nearly 2 years ago.
Okay.
So the opportunity came when Vivo Energy acquired Engen,
yeah,
in May 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So there was to prevent the monopoly,
because, yeah,
there were two big players. So to prevent the monopoly, the Competition Commission mandated the divestiture, requiring Vivo to sell a portion of its retail network.
Okay.
So following that, Engen entered into a very rigorous tender process.
Mm.
Competing both local and international player.
Mm.
And then in September 2025, we were selected as the preferred bidder for this, based on our technical ability and in our financial stability as well.
Okay.
So last month, you received the green light, the final green light from Competition Commission.
Yeah.
Which followed actually an intense stakeholder conference where we were given the opportunity to demonstrate our independence and our operational readiness.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the journey over the last 2 years.
No, it's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, let us look at the aspect of domestic operation. You know, most of the distributors have been linked to multinational oil companies with local domestic routes. Is this not going to be a challenge, particularly to you and your team? How are you going to navigate this?
Well, the way I look at the business is, for me, challenges bring opportunity. So we're going to be unique.
Yeah.
We are not going to be backed by any international company.
Yeah.
We are owned by local citizens, Namibian.
Yeah. Mm.
So which basically means that in terms of the decision making, all boards sit in Windhoek. So when you want to make a decision, it's made locally here. We don't need to, you know, take care of the time zone or whatever. It's made locally here. You are quite agile in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
It means as well that our offer can be tailored to the local need, because we don't serve the community. We are the community. Nassan is Namibian, so we are the community. So we know exactly what the community wants.
Mm.
So we know what we need to provide to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that will give us this flexibility in terms of reacting to the market.
Yeah.
And as well, it helps us to support the local business, because we know we are Namibian ourselves.
Mm.
So we will be able to quickly tackle and support the local SMEs in our operations.
Indeed. Yeah, and we know that you know, your team have put to work and prepare for this transaction, taking over this fuel station, which is quite you know, what has been advocated for. You know, I was a bit shocked at that time when one of the politicians stated to say Namibia, we don't have globally competitive companies. Maybe I think the future will be able to lead into that aspect. Now, brief us about you know, the importance of preparation, particularly in taking over this very important, very big and huge commercial task.
Yeah. You know, although Nassan is a new company,
yeah,
the leadership of Nassan is not new. We have been in this industry for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
Me, for example, as I mentioned to you earlier, I've been in this industry for 30 years.
Yeah.
My team, the majority of my team are people who have been in the industry for a couple of decades.
Mm.
So that's already, this experience helped us to run the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we decided to do as well, we are partnering with a strong company for our supply to make sure that the security of supply is guaranteed to our customer, to the dealers, and to an extent to the Namibian consumer. We've decided as well, you know, most of the time when a small company comes in, they will go for a cheap system because they want to save money here and there.
Yeah.
And then we say, no, we know where you want to be in a 3 years, 5 years time. So we know that you're going to have to scale up the operation. So that's why we took an early decision to go with a very big system, a very robust system that are used by multinational.
Mm.
So that's the system we call SAP for HANA. We're going to use it. The good thing about this system is, it's a well-evolved system that allow you to see what is happening on the forecourt from the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll be connected to each and every of our service station. So real time, we will know what is happening at the service station.
Mm-hmm.
So those are we decided to come up with a very strong, base to run our service, our operation, because we know very well what it takes. We have been in this industry for some time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to make mistake by trying to plan very small and then discover later that no, it's not enough for the capability for what you need to run.
So quality matters.
Absolutely. Quality matters. So you will see that the standard that will be applied to our network, to our operation, are very much similar to what you can see with a big and multinational company.
Mm-hmm. You know, when a Namibian hear that it's locally owned company, the question is always that follows to say, how should I get involved? And how can I get my shares in? And the next question will also look at how would you partner with local, you know, companies on this, you know, venture, looking at the volume of the work, and also what also people and smaller business. How do you partner with that? How do you visualize that?
Well, because we are a local company, we will. Our strategy actually is to promote the local SMEs from the forecourt to the extent where we are importing fuel.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to be only when it's possible because there are some activities that cannot be done locally. For example, importing fuel. Namibia does not produce fuel. Namibia does not have a refinery for fuel. So there is no other option. We must import fuel.
Yeah.
So we will partner with an international company to be able to partner fuel. But when it comes to and most of the other activities, we will definitively be promoting the local company. When it comes to building service station, we will promote the local company. Even when it comes to replenish the shelves at our convenience shop. So what we're trying to do is we'll partner with local producer, farmers and whatever. And if it's possible for us to present their product and sell their product, then we'll do so.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we believe is, you know, you always like the food and the product from your country.
Indeed, indeed.
So when you go to a Nassan service station, by the way, we're going to call them June Stop. Nassan is the brand for the forecourt.
Okay.
And then our shops will be called June Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just to tell you how Namibian we are.
Mm-hmm.
So expect to find as many local products as possible in our shops.
So that you mean, maybe all towns in Namibia, right?
Yes, we are actually well distributed through the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously what you will do as well, because it's not only a matter of a patriotic pride, huh? You
mm-hmm.
need to make business. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So wherever we are, even in the remote location, we will see what the local community wants.
Mm-hmm.
We will contribute with them, and then we'll see therefore what we can offer, as long as it makes sense economically.
Mm-hmm.
Then yes, we'll go for it.
Yes, just after a very short commercial break, then we'll be able to continue. And
Egameno jomau yerele koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kathi wapa uteknika, oliliwa omkundu wapa shigwana, upsa kathi wapaliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvomao vigajo mirongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero mahangano wapa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa metete. Isekero. Esikuwa mirongo mbali na gari, sikuwa mbali na ganega apiriri, mwavigali mirongo mbali na hamano. Ekara uko Arembush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshibarashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kumbinga uko shoki wopo ungomba, ano saiba hejin. Kene una okuironge kithira omashongo uko marungura. No marongo kekopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na iru inji. Koneka, omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo, mboka tamkatu maa kariripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamkapewa ompito yom tugumwe awedhu wapo. Hasho ashikeshoka, pethimbo jom tumba watungoka, otakukakarao VIP Cyber Gala Dinner, nuyere lounji wa maisha angitho no mapurapuro, patathana nayo, konoraje tatu imwe, onda tu ya tano, omgoiheali. Nenge ko email, info@dstech.com.na. Nenge, utarelepwe panja jao jopa ungomba, ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition, Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. As I indicated today, we are in the studio with the managing director of, Nassan Energy's company. It's a local company that made headlines, especially when it comes to local operationalization and also looking at distribution of oil and oil products. Mr. Jean Olomo, let us look at global affairs. I like following international politics, and people are also concerned, especially with product distribution. How are you going to navigate? You came at the right time, but also it's a more difficult time globally. With coming in the market, how do you view the impact of what is happening in the Middle East, particularly to the oil business, and how we are going to navigate that in terms of importation?
Yeah, one thing that we must understand first is Nassan is not building new service stations. All the service stations already exist. Up and running.
Yeah.
So we are not adding any stress in the market. Okay? Those service stations are there, and those service stations have been supplied by people like Vivo mainly. An engine. So what is happening in the Middle East? The first impact to us is the increase of the price.
As
I mentioned to you, in Namibia, the government is quite involved to try to protect the consumer. But there is so much the government can do, but the price will go up.
Yeah.
The issue, as I mentioned, over the next 2 months, the supply is secure here in Namibia. Mm. The issue is not the supply, the issue is the price, because the price will go up. So we, Nassan, because of the scale of our volumes, it's quite small. We will be selling in a range of 8,000 tons per month. So if you want to land a cargo here in Walvis Bay, you need to buy in a range of 35,000.
Okay.
So we don't have this economy at scale. So our plan is not to import now. We do not have the capability to import. But our plan to continue to use what is existing in Namibia. People have been importing. Trafigura has been importing for Puma. Vitol has been importing for Vivo and Exxon. And Namco is buying from either Trafigura or Vitol. And the same apply to Total. Total does not do any import, and they buy from Trafigura or from Vitol. So we're gonna just get into that space and use the same kind of business model.
Interesting. And I have interesting news to you. You know, I was following international news. I realized that the American President Donald Trump is signaling a negotiation, and it seems like good news is coming soon, because everybody is expecting, that Strait of Hormuz to open. And I think in the next 2 months, when our reserve handled us very well, I don't think it's going to be a bit of stress moving forward, if that of which is said is going to happen.
Yes, but don't forget, it's Donald Trump. Anything can happen with him.
Indeed. Yeah. Now let us look at the future. Let's see, 5 years from now, if things goes as it's on the paper, if the market is on our side, and if you manage to implement, I know you have a strategic plan with your institution. If things go according to the plan, where do you want to see Nassan in the next 5 years?
Well, like any business entity, we want growth. We want to grow.
Yeah.
So ideally, we want to become one day number one.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot to be at that space. As I mentioned to you, we are not able to import, not only because of the low volume that we will be selling through our site. Mm. The problem as well, you need the logistics to be able to import. So to land product in this country, you need to have storage capacity in Wolf Bay.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we only acquire service station. We do not have any storage capacity in Wolf Bay. Mm. So only three entities have storage in Wolf Bay. Puma, Trafigura, Vivo, Vitol, and then Namco. So for us to be able to enter into that space, you're going to have to do some kind of partnership with some of those players.
Yeah.
So for us, for the first 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, we'll be focusing on the local market. Our service station, we're taking over the service station. Something that is very important for us is the brand recognition. We are building the Nissan brand. People don't know the Nissan brand. A lot of the people don't even know what's the logo of Nissan. If you ask me where I want to be in a couple of months,
yeah,
I want everybody, when they see the logo without seeing the name, they know that this is Nissan. Okay, yeah. Just the way when people see the Apple, they know that it's Apple, you know, those kind of things. So this is where we're going to put our focus for now. And then after we really created a brand recognition on in the eyes of the public, then we start to enter into the broader space of the fuel distribution, like the B2B to supply the mines. You have the marine bunkering, and then we may think about importation. But for now, importation is not part of our strategy. First, it's very challenging.
Yeah,
it's very, very challenging. You've seen how a local company like Namco has been suffering to do that. So we are not going to try to make that mistake. We have to be prudent. So we are working not slow as an SME, but we want to be operating fast as an international company.
Indeed.
Yes. So we have to adjust, you know, in what we want to do.
Yeah. Just maybe give an opportunity to the listeners. If you want to engage the MD of Nissan in the studio, you can engage us at 083-288-401. And maybe just before I also give you an open opportunity so that you can say something, particularly in clarification. You know, public always have questions. When you see on the headline, everybody have questions, everybody want to come closer, but just we'll give you an opportunity to clarify. Especially we have enough, around 5 minutes there, where you'll be able to engage. But let us look at Namibians who, you know, we want to get into the industry. We are always being taught either is green hydrogen, oil and gas, either is nuclear, but we're a bit scared, and it requires somebody to take a bold decision, particularly entering not really to say uncharted territory, but it's an area that was never entered by a lot of people, particularly local, you know, business people. What is your message to those Namibians, especially who want to enter real industries like what you're doing?
Well, I think this is one of the key things about Nissan. We want to set a precedent. It has not been done before. You want to do it, but you don't want to be the last one to do that. We know it's very challenging. Ourselves, we faced a lot of challenges. It started with the financing. You need to be quite robust in terms of your financing, because we are talking about massive project, okay? Couple of hundred millions, Namibian dollar, you know? Then you need as well the skill. You cannot get into that space without having the right people who knows, who have knowledge of this. Okay? And most of the time as well, it may require some kind of technology, or equipment that you need to know or have to be able to enter that space. It's not easy. It's not small business, but some will be given the opportunity at their scale to enter into that business. Because, you know, even when you go into the upstream, you will need welders. You will need even medics. Because in the platform, there is you need medics, you need cook, you need all kind of position.
Yeah.
So it's not only that you have to be an engineer or you have to be in a very, very technical, you know, position.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's like a small town, those kind of product. You need all kind of skill to be able to support the activity.
Indeed. Yeah. Maybe just, with, 2 minutes, if you have, something that, you know, you want to clarify, there is always, questions being asked, there's always clarification. I know you receive a lot of calls from all your friends, maybe from university, to say, guys, what are you doing there? You are doing well, and all these things. But maybe there's something that you really want to clarify, particularly looking at that business. And I want you also to live with a motivation. Because there's always somebody there. I want to give an example of a young Namibian there studying engineering or studying a business, but want to get somewhere, want to either get corporate or want to be a real entrepreneur who is entering that industry. But start with clarification, then you can give motivation to that young Namibian.
Well, if I take my case, I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
And, okay, I may say that I've been blessed because since I left university, I was approached automatically by a big corporate, and I've been working for a lot of.
So you are an A student.
but I've seen as well some of my colleagues. We went to school together.
Yeah,
they never worked for a big multinational company, but they're doing very good because they do have this entrepreneurial mindset where they decided to create a small company. And then, you know, with time, building up and building up, growing, and they are at the head of quite a decent company. So the future is not always for the big corporate. That's not true. And then even if you check around, you will see that the majority of the job or position are not held in big corporate. It's the SME. If you check, it will be the SME. The small company are the one providing more job to the people than those big corporate. You know, big corporate will have one finance manager, that's it. But if you have 10 SME, you have 10 different finance manager. Yes, it's not the same level, but that's 10 employment versus one. So a big corporate will entertain a lot of small SMEs. And then if you look at it to the next end, it's in those SME that will have more job. If you take the case of Nasan, for example, we're going to be in a team of around 20 people, something like this.
Yeah.
But we have 52 service stations.
Yeah.
And then if you integrate all the position, all the employment through our network, you'll end up with 2,000. You know, position. So, so don't only look at Nasan and all the big corporate and say, no, I did not get a job, so the big corporate, so there is no opportunity. No, it's not true. You have a lot of opportunity through the extended to those SMEs.
Yes. And, lastly, if there is one thing that, audience, maybe they did not get well or they want to clarify, particularly with the level of operation, just in two words, what is that that you want to clarify from Nasan?
Well, people must understand. Nasan is an oil marketing company, just like you see Total Energy, you see Puma, or you see Vivo. We are not the one operating the service station. We are not going to operate any of our service station. We're going to have independent dealer running all our sites. They are independent dealers. So they will have their own employees, their own way of operating, obviously through the guidance of Nasan. Okay. So Nasan is the one sitting at the top. But we have all those independent dealers running the company. So the other thing that people must understand, Nasan is Namibian.
Yes.
It's not a foreign company.
Okay.
So Nasan is here to stay.
Yeah.
In 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, Nasan will still be here. So we are not going to operate like, oh, what happened tomorrow? Maybe we will leave the country. We are not going to leave the country. You are Namibian, so we'll stay here.
It's a very good thing that you are here to stay. And, you know, due to time, thank you very much, Mr. Jean Blaise Olomo.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time. And greet your team at Nasan and continue motivating others.
No, thanks a lot for having me here.
All right, sharp, sharp.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the managing director of Nasan. And this will bring us to the end of our conversation and also end of our program. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Tuma team to continue. Tikurari, the name of Go Fly in Aruvanda. From me, David Shombe. Bye-bye for now. See you around. And shop.